This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The deterioration of her eyesight was a huge challenge for Susan Krieger, one she resisted confronting as long as she could. But after being hit by a car that she failed to see coming, she chose to get a trained guide dog to help her get around. Adjusting to that proved to be a different sort of challenge.
When I first was moving just by myself, there's often a thoughtlessness about it, and that's when I would fall or bump into something or have an accident. But connected to the guide dog, there are always two of us, and if I wasn't concerned about myself, I would be concerned about her safety, that she not get hit by a car. I have to be concerned that there are two of us moving through space at any time.
Krieger, a professor of sociology and feminist studies at Stanford, has a rare autoimmune condition that has gradually degraded her vision, so she is now legally, but not completely, blind. She found that intensely personal and private transition became a very public thing as she circulated with the guide dog at her side.
People notice me because I'm with the dog, and often they ask about the dog, they ask about my eyesight. So I'm much more public and aware of how people see me, and often that has caused me to try to think about how I want to see myself. I've had to navigate, in a way, a sense of my own personal identity at the same time as I navigate my physical route with my guide dog.
These dual changes, redefining her sense of self in both the internal and external worlds, are the heart of Krieger's new book, Traveling Blind, Adventures in Vision with a Guide Dog by My Side.
As I began to walk with her on the streets of San Francisco and on travels in the deserts of the Southwest, I began to have a new awareness both of my mobility in space and of my personal identity, and life seemed like a new adventure, and I want to write about it.
Walking with a guide dog was in some ways liberating, Krieger says, but learning to do it was also a rigorous new discipline.
I went for training for a month to be trained with my guide dog, who had already been trained in how to do guide work for about 5 months. And then you get home, and there's more disciplining involved. This is a dog who looks at me or stands near me and waits to be told when to lie down, what to do, what not to do. There are many, many times when she's a free dog and plays, but can at any moment go into work mode.
As she gained confidence in navigating with her canine companion, Krieger says she learned there were other disciplines she needed to apply to herself.
My guide dog and I set on a morning walk in a New Mexico desert town, going off to explore things. And I'm in the mood that I used to be when I could go off and take long walks in the morning and go anywhere and come back and not worry too much about getting lost. But now, though I have my guide dog who can lead me around obstacles and stop at corners and not get me hit by a car again and all this, I have to really concentrate very intently on how many streets have I crossed? When have I turned left? When have I turned right? Remembering this in order to get back.
Krieger has always been a dog person, she says, but the relationship with her guide dog is more interdependent and intimate than any she has had with a pet that wasn't a working dog. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.